WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. Here on Hot Talk 99.5, I'm your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill, and Happy New Year! Yes, it is officially 2025. I love new starts, lessons, celebrations, and I'm wishing you a 2025 you can be proud of. My 2025 is off to a pretty great start. I'm excited to announce the launch party for my newest book, Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales. It's a virtual book launch party because I have amazing folks from around the globe who have contributed to it. It's going to take place on January 14th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll make connections, share stories, do giveaways, and celebrate together. Would you like to join in the fun? Yes, you are welcome to join me. You can register to get the link at bit.ly/humanitylaunch. That's bit.ly/humanitylaunch, all lowercase letters. So today I have Ed Farmer with me. You heard him on the birthday show, and we call him the Bassman. He's a corporate property manager turned musician. Well, technically, he's been a musician practically his entire life, but now he's doing it more full time. And he has a new band called Instant Karma. Welcome, Ed. How are you today?
Hi, Heather. I'm doing really good. First, I'd like to say Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
The new band Instant Karma is coming along really well. It's a four-piece band that's kicking off here in 2025. We're starting to book some gigs, and we're looking for a very busy summer. We're looking forward
Excellent.
To it all.
Yeah, you know, I think you have a new Facebook page, right? Is it, if people were to search for the Facebook page, just put in Instant Karma?
Yeah, I guess you put facebook.com/InstantKarmaMB.
Oh, perfect. So Instant Karma MB. Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
So we have been on the air with the Humanity of Sales for 16 weeks. Isn't that crazy, Ed? Can you believe it's been 16 weeks already?
I can. At time is really flying by, and I'm looking forward to more shows for sure.
Yeah, we've had some great ones, and we have some amazing ones coming up as well. So today, what I would like to do is to pull in some best of clips to give you some quick nuggets, listeners, and also get you excited for some of the upcoming shows. If you're a new listener to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit, you don't know that what we do here is shine a light on incredible companies and business folks who are doing good things, for their people, for their clients, and for the community. We have conversations with them about how doing those good things with the best intentions ends up coming back, which leads to that where purpose meets profit tagline. So we've been having a lot of fun with that. Let's start by bringing in a very short clip from one of our first shows. It was with Stephanie Sebring-Wilson of Ground Zero and one of their primary sponsors, Dawn Bryant of Tidelands Health. Ed, can you throw that into the mix here, please?
We are a place where every teenager can go, belong, and grow. And we do mean every teenager. The only requirement to enter our doors is that they be enrolled in middle school or high school. And we use a three-pronged approach to capture their attention, to get them in the building and get them to having fun. We use life-changing experiences, and we try to nurture relationships with our students in order to make a positive impact in their lives, cultivating both their faith and hopefully then transforming their futures.
So this show looked at the powerful collaborations that can happen when business and nonprofits come together to best serve the community. This is fun. Let's do another one.
Yeah.
So the next one is with Tammy Hardy. She is the certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. She is also the partner that makes the Humanity of Sales show possible. So let's listen to the little tip that we took from Tammy's show. Ed, could you throw that one in there, please?
Coming right up.
That element of where purpose meets profit is just a prime part of who you are. Would you like to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the finance industry, I think where most people are so focused on money and even those that advisors that, focused on their clients' money, but also on making money. Really, when you put the person first and you care about the person, the rest of it just happens. And I believe that it's not the money that's the most important thing for my clients. It's really the client. Getting them to understand that too is interesting, because there has been such a focus on money, and really it's not about the money, it's about the people. Tammy believes in putting the person first, in serving the client and building deeper relationships that align with the humanity of sales. And when I found out that she's also good at radio, I did invite her to host several shows as well. So you have heard her before and you'll hear her again during some of the upcoming shows. Let's do another one. This next clip is with Verlin Wolf, who founded Carolina Cool before selling it recently and is now off enjoying retired life and grandkids. Ed, would you like to throw on Verlin's show, please?
It's coming right up. Here we go.
Just think it's important to be fair with people and honest and to allow choices for, I mean, let's face it, HVAC is a necessary evil. We've got to have it here in South Carolina. And consequently, mechanical systems break down and fail. And so my strategy and goal was just to bring a higher level of good quality service to the beach. When I first arrived here, people would be amazed that we simply showed up on time. And that seems like a pretty simple thing, but it was true. Went to work and applied some basic principles that I had already learned in my industry, which was show up on time, give estimates and proposals that include options, and be able to explain those, and then ultimately deliver quality work. A little background on me is I was in sales and went into management because I had to. I did not want to sell something that wasn't managed properly and done correctly for my customer.
I think that that is very unique. And I'm going to tell you that because I work with companies and salespeople that have been, and any role actually, that have been bumped up into management because they did a good job in their role, but they don't actually know how to do management. And what you were doing, you were looking at it the other way around, which is progressive and also, like I said, unique. And I think that when we see something that is out there in the world that needs fixing, the ability to say, I can and I will do something about it is a differentiator.
That was great. Ed, what are your thoughts on throwing people into leadership like Verlin was talking about, or giving them the tools to succeed?
Well, I think he really said it all with just being thrown at the wolves, so to speak. No pun intended. But one of the things I've said in the past too, it's also communication. You got to talk to the people and you got to own anything that needs work on it.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. You need to help them, to guide them, and not just throw people into a leadership position simply because they're good at the role. I can't even tell you how often I see that happening.
I know you work a lot with companies, helping them improve both leadership and sales, Heather. Whether it's through keynotes, training, or coaching, since you're doing clips here, you should share one of your keynote clips.
That's tempting. All right, I'll tell you what. You go search for a keynote clip, and in the meantime, while we're looking for that, folks, let's go to a clip of episode 5 with Tracy Vreeland of Santee Cooper and Ranger Ann Malis Wilson of Myrtle Beach State Park. She's the ranger that does a lot of the sea turtle protection. So, Ed, if you can throw that one on first and then go look for that keynote clip, that would be awesome.
That one's coming right up, and I'll be here in a minute.
So, Tracy, how did Santee Cooper get involved with Sea Turtle Protection?
We have been involved since at least 2010. That's as far as I could find, but it may go a little further than that in Georgetown County. And then in 2012, we started working in Ouray County to shade hotel lights because it makes sense for Santee Cooper to be involved. We to partner with Scoot because the hatchlings get confused by the lights on the beach, and they're supposed to be following the light of the moon. And so by sheltering those lights, they don't get as confused and they can go towards the ocean.
Right. As I like to say this year, I've said, everybody can be a volunteer if you go to the beach. It is so easy to help out sea turtles from the time just as a day use visitor. You can, it's fun to dig holes, but fill them in when you're done. So it's not an obstacle course for sea turtles. Smash in your sand castle. So again, it's not an obstacle course for sea turtles. Whether a 300-pound mama is coming ashore to lay eggs or a little tiny hatchling that is going to the water for the first time. You just don't want any obstacle courses, take away all your chairs and things. So again, it's all about obstacle courses and safe passage. But also, and a lot of people have a harder time with this one, but keeping your dog on a leash. A sea turtle doesn't know that a dog is or is not a potential predator. A sea turtle is coming ashore or coming out of that hole for the first time, and any, thing that is going towards them could be a potential danger. So keeping a dog on a leash is really important. And then, like Tracy said, is watching your lights at night. And that includes cell phones, flashlights, all that can prevent a sea turtle from nesting or can have a hatchling, a little baby turtle, go in the wrong direction.
I love that Ranger Ann and Tracy were able to provide some helpful tips for listeners to get involved and help the sea turtles. Now, Ed, I know that you're on sea turtle patrol as well. What do you like best about it?
Well, you're also on the Sea Patrol. What do you like best about it?
I love sea turtles. I've always loved sea turtles, and it's amazing that I'm actually getting to contribute to something that means something to me right in the mess of it, we'll call it, because sometimes it can be pretty messy. We walk along and we help clean up the trash, we help make pave the way for the turtles to make it to and from their nesting areas. We get the opportunity to learn more about the sea turtles, to be involved in the inventory of the nest, and sometimes that means that we're helping a couple of those little sea turtles out to the ocean. Did you find that clip, that keynote clip, Ed?
I did. I got it right here. You want me to cue it up?
I might want you to cue it up, or better yet, why don't we wait until after the break? We'll take a quick break here, folks, and when you come back, we'll play that clip as well as some of the other great clips with some nuggets for you from other guests that we've had through the week. Right here in the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit on Hot Talk 99.5.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am Heather Hansen O'Neill, your host. And today we're doing a best of show and chatting with the baseman, Ed Farmer. Welcome back, Ed.
Hi, Heather. It's good to be here.
Nice to have you here. Now, I know that you pulled up a little clip from one of my keynotes for everybody to listen to. I'm a little embarrassed, but I think it'll be fun. Do you have that ready?
I do, and I think everybody's going to really enjoy this.
All right, let's give it a shot. Let go of the pole south of the bar and snap. No. Well, that was kind of fun. What'd you think, Ed?
I thought it was pretty amazing. And, I know this is radio, but I've seen you perform live, and there's just a tremendous amount of energy that you put on the stage, and the people are really paying attention to what you have to say. It's amazing.
Thank you. I enjoy it. I love what I do, and I love helping business leaders and sales professionals to be able to connect better with themselves and with their clients and with the communities. It's definitely in alignment with what we're doing right here on the Humanity of Sales radio show. Everything
Certainly
ties
is.
together, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It's just amazing. I enjoy it a real lot.
So, you know what I'd like to do is let's bring on a clip from the Women Lifting Women themed show that we did. That was with our sponsor, Tammy Hardy, as well as two special guests, Jess Kern, the owner of Interior Vision Design Studio, as well as Michelle Griffin, who's both the director of branding for Winslow Law and a salesperson for Fully Promoted. Ed, can you bring that show on, please?
Yeah, another great show. It's queued up and ready to go.
Awesome.
Rome wasn't built in a day. You don't have to do it all at once. But there are other women, like these four women on this call, that have gone before you that you will intersect paths with, and they will help guide you and just encourage you and cheer you on along the way.
Thank you, Jess. I love that. How about we? I know we have like 2 minutes left. So, Michelle, why don't you go and then we'll close with Tammy?
Mine is really quick. Never underestimate your peace. Find your peace and then stay positive.
Ooh, that's good. Nice and short and sweet. I love it. Tammy, what
Yes.
do you have for us today?
Yeah, you are the six people you spend the most time
Yes.
with. You've heard that, right? And I think that there is so much truth to that. And I think, like we were talking about before, we have to make conscious decisions about what we're going to do, how we're going to feel, and all of that. But we also need to make conscious decisions about the people that we surround ourselves with or that we let into us, because there is a lot of truth to that saying. So surround yourself with the right people, and the sky's the limit.
Part of the humanity of sales is lifting each other. Leaders lifting employees, team members helping other team members, everyone serving the client's needs together, and so much more. You can create a more productive, effective, and profitable work environment when the culture is positive and empowering. Don't you agree, Ed?
Oh, I absolutely do. When you have all of these combined, you've got a great team of people working hard and doing things for you, and probably even going out of their way to make sure everything happens right.
Exactly. And as a customer, isn't that what we want? We want that personal attention. We want to know that people are going a little bit more, a little over and above for us. All right. So, I'm a fan of using movement to generate energy and those shifts to that more positive state that we were just talking about. So, a natural next clip would be from my interview with Heather Gretzik, who is the owner of Myrtle Beach Tai Chi. Lots of energy in Tai Chi. So, Ed, would you be able to pull up that show for us, please?
It's ready to go.
Awesome. Thank you.
This is perfect. This is at the beach. People need something different. Tai Chi, what is it? What's going on? And it's just one of those things. It's either for you or it's not for you. And that's okay. It is absolutely a deep connection. And for me, it is very personal because of who I am and my background and experiences and things like that. But what I try to do is, yes, we're all connected. And yes, we're doing the same thing and we're socializing and things like that. But I think the biggest difference with us is that we value each person. So we can zone in specifically to one person or the other and go, okay, you need this or you need that. And we go over timing and speed a lot because it's very hard for a lot of people to slow down. You know, you don't, if you really have to think about it, you're like, oh, I can go slow. Okay, try it. And then get back to me on it. You know, consciously moving slow is a difficult thing because we're in a fast-paced world. Everything is immediate. You know, people are on social media. You know, you got to get back to yourself and your center and your why.
So what do you think, Ed? I know that you haven't tried Tai Chi yet, but I do also know that you run and you make sure to stay moving and healthy. And do you think that that contributes to your positive attitude?
Oh, I think so. Exactly. And I know you're a big yoga fan, and I've done other things like that as well. And all of these energy things are great. And I know you really like the Tai Chi.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Very, very empowering. So now, kind of a fun story about this next clip that we're doing, and it's about the power of being open to opportunity. So I had planned to do a show with Josh Gertzog, and we were going to be talking specifically about the Go Giver book, which is one of his favorite books. And Josh, by the way, is by Grand Strand Answers. And so we were going to be talking about this book. And then for some odd coincidence, I run into the author of the Go Giver on LinkedIn. We have a wonderful conversation, and I offhandedly said, oh, hey, I'm going to be talking about you on my radio show this coming week. Would you be interested in joining? And he said yes. So that was
great.
Bob Berg, who is the co-author with John David Mann of The Go Giver and The Go Giver series. And so because I'm a natural giver, I found this next nugget that I'm going to be sharing by Bob Berg to be super helpful. So, Ed, would you be able to bring that up, please?
I've got it ready to go.
Awesome.
The key to effective giving is to stay open to receiving. Well, what does that really mean? Only that, yeah, you breathe out. You also have to breathe in.
Yeah.
It's not one or the other. You breathe out carbon dioxide, you breathe in oxygen, you breathe out, which is giving, you breathe in, which is receiving. Giving and receiving are not opposite concepts. They're simply two sides of the very same coin, and they work together. Now, here's the issue. The world around us does not give us that positive pro-prosperity message. The bigger pie, that there's a plenty of out there for everybody, right? No, the message that the world gives us is being rich is evil. If you make a lot of money, you did something bad to get that. It's an anti-prosperity message. It's anti-business. It's anti-wealth. It's just anti-abundance. And when we get these messages from the time we're infants and everything we, whether it's upbringing, environment, schooling, news media, television, movies, the horrible anti-prosperity messages, and those don't just get into your head, those get into your conscious, that gets into your unconscious, okay? And so we're always battling that. And so, you know, it's like the friend of mine who, she and her husband were hosting his brother, younger brother, who's in high school, and they were showing him around town, and they went past, they drove through a really, really prosperous section of town with a lot of mansions, and they went by one mansion, and the young fellow said, oh, I wonder what he had to do to get that. And so what was the presupposition? What was the premise? That in order to afford something magnificent like that mansion, he had to step on someone's toes, or he had to take advantage of people. He had to, right? And she said to him, well, what if we said instead, what if we asked, I wonder how many people he had to serve? I wonder what he created or invented or marketed or found some way of getting products or services out to people who bought those products or services because they felt it would make their lives better.
Yeah. I love that shit.
That's a whole different thing. That's when we say, when John and I say that money is simply an echo of value. So when we can instead say, you know, if I'm providing value to the world, right, I can receive in abundance and feel great because it's not one or the other. It's breathing out and breathing in.
You know, It just resonates with me so much about giving and receiving and breath. Ed, what do you think about that concept of giving and receiving as being two sides of the same coin, or about it being like breathing?
I think that's really something. I've never thought of it that way. You usually think it's one or the other, but when you say it's the two sides of the same coin and you have to give and take and give, it's a pretty amazing story.
Yeah, and it really helps people like myself who are really good at giving and not so hot at receiving. And I guess it helps the other people who have that opposite issue as well. So I really liked that one. So next, we're going to be talking a little bit about connection, because it's a big part of the humanity of sales. And so is this clip from Sandy Hendrick of HTC. It's really good. I think you're going to like it. Ed, can you play that clip from Sandy?
We live on a philosophy of three C's here. One being connected. We are an internet service provider. So connecting people to internet service definitely is one of it, but also connecting to people. We are here. We are local. So we like to connect with you. The other one is cooperative, is the second C. We are cooperative. So our goal is not about making a profit, but any profit we have is returned to our members. You'll hear me use that term a lot, members instead of customer, because we do don't have customers. They are members of ours. Final C is community. So that's part of our mission statement. And again, that's what makes it so fun. We are able to help give back and improve the community that we serve.
And this last clip is with Mason Zeglin, who is the owner of Milk and Honey.
It's been really nice to see that grow. I mean, we've got one individual, Jay, that used to eat breakfast every day alone. And now he comes in with a handful of our different regulars. He knows they're going there anyways. They've shared phone numbers. They invite each other down. They meet each other down there, and it's those kind of connections that we're making in our community that I think will be a long lasting tradition for the Milk and Honey brand.
So Mason leaves us talking about branding. So let's jump into how this might fit as it relates to your brand, listeners, in your company, or even your personal brand if you don't have a company. How are the decisions that you make to deepen connections, to create a great environment, and to better serve either your clients or the community? How is that preceding you out into the world? If you're interested in attending the book launch party for my fourth book, it's called Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales, then you'll have to register to get that link, but it's super easy. It's no fee. It's complimentary. It's lots of fun. Go to bit.ly/humanitylaunch, and we have some exciting shows coming up. So be sure to join us right here on Hot Talk 99.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of The Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.